the numbers, it's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, I think we can learn a lot from the Colts, in the fact that they took advantage of every situation they had, and we didn't. You know, we put ourselves in a lot of situations, a lot of good situations, and didn't make the most of it. Disappointing in that regard. We knew it was going to be a red zone battle type of game. Talked about it all week, and you know, we lost that battle. But like I said, hopefully we can learn something from a very good football team. That the smallest opportunities you have to make the most of them.
Cal, can you put your finger on what goes wrong in the end zone for this team so far?
Well, in the red zone, I mean, that's a good red zone football team. You know, that's what their team is built around, success in the red zone. Their defense is very fast. They play a tough coverage to throw the ball against down there. And, like I said, we just have to execute. Everything has to happen fast. Everybody has to be on the same page, and like that, And just a few plays we want.
I guess when you have first and goal at the one, you don't get in. And you go to the sideline shaking your head saying, this didn't just happen. I can't believe it just happened.
Well, you got to get the last one. The last one's most important. We weren't able to do it. Missed a fade throw to Demarius, and we got stopped on three runs. So I give them credit. They're a good football team. They have been for a long time. And, like I said, hopefully we can learn something coming out of it.
Were there a few key plays today where maybe you and the receiver weren't quite on the same page?
Well, we had the fourth down call, but it was a tough, it was just a tough situation, and those plays happen in a game. They unfortunately, happened on a fourth down call, but those types of things happen, and I have a lot of confidence with all of our guys, and thought the wide receivers played a good game again, and we'll just hopefully make that play next time.
When all is said and done, do you look at yourself and say, we let this one get away?
No, they beat us. They beat us. You don't give games away in the NFL. You get beat. And they came in and beat us at home. Frustrating loss, disappointing loss. But, like I said, take something away from it. See a great team that's done it for a long time and hopefully learn a little bit from it.
Do you think Maroney was in?
I thought so. But, it was after the video, you could kind of tell that he wasn't.
Where does this running game stand right now, you think, after obviously hurt probably not?
Well, nothing's when you lose a game, nothing, was really effective, obviously. I mean, stats are pretty much meaningless when you lose, and there are other plays we made in the passing game that we didn't make, and certainly some plays in the running game to be made too, but I thought the O-line pass protected really well, and thought Lawrence and Buck played hard.
Can you take us through a couple of those fourth down in the red zones where you guys decided to go for it instead of kicking field goals?
Well, you need touchdowns down there, he's going to come down and get his. So whether it's first, second, third, or fourth down, we're looking to score touchdowns down there, and I'm sure we'd call him again, and I'd love to call him again, and I'm sure we'll hit him the next time.
Kyle, did you think you were going to throw the ball as much as you did today?
I don't know about that. I call the play that he calls and try to execute it, So we'd love to stay balanced anytime we could. But, if the pass game's working and other things aren't, then we'll try to throw it.
Have you ever thrown for 470 plus yards before?
Not until college. Not since college, I don't think. But it's usually not a recipe for wins in the most, for the most part.
Can you talk about your receivers, especially Boyd and Gaff? You seem to come up with some great catches.
Came up with, yeah, they came up with great catches. Had a lot of good, explosive plays after the catch, and that's really what we wanted to focus on: hitting chunk plays in the play action game. It's tough to drive the ball 14, 15 plays against these guys. You figure that the DNs are going to get to you one of the times, So we wanted to try to hit, 20, 25 plus yard gains in the play action game, and that was one of the things that we did a good job of doing.
Guys, do more for Kyle.
It's like to be in a shootout with Peyton Manning.
It's a tough situation. He's a great player. It's a great offense they have. It's a great team they have. I mean, they've got the recipe. They play complimentary football all the time. They play good, three-phase football, and ended up getting us.
End of the day, maybe two new mistakes, a couple of turnovers, a couple of key penalties, maybe some miscommunication a time or two, and you just can't do that against the Colts.
I think at the end of the day, we just got beat by a good football team. They made mistakes too, but they capitalized on more plays than we did and got beat by a good football team.